From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia is observing a National Day of Mourning Monday to honor 92 people who died when the military plane carrying them crashed into the Black Sea Sunday on its way from Sochi to a Russian military base in Syria. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but Russian officials say it was not likely that result of terrorism. Among the victims were 68 members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, a military choir, orchestra, and dance group that was to give a New Year's performance for Russian airmen at a military base in Syria. Mourners in Moscow lit candles, left flowers outside a concert hall where the group performed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is apparently not pleased with the U.S. abstention that allowed the passage of the U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement activity. Mr. Netanyahu summoned U.S. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro to talk about the U.S. decision to sit out the vote.
Over decades, American administrations and Israeli governments have disagreed about settlements, but we agreed that the Security Council was not the place to resolve this issue.
The U.S. normally vetoes such resolutions. Mr. Netanyahu told his cabinet he has no doubt the Obama administration initiated the resolution, stood behind it, coordinated the wording, and demanded its passage. India has successfully carried out a fourth test of its nuclear capabilities, the Intercontinental Agni missile, effectively putting China's northernmost areas within range of the Indian nuclear weapons. The surface-to-surface missile was test-fired Monday off the coast of the eastern Odisha state and splashed down near Australian waters. This is VOA News.